Our New Testament reading for today, Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. And he said, There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him. But he answered his father, Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have, all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Samuel Wergo from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Herold, Texas, and Trinity Lutheran Church in Iowa Park, Texas.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord speaks this familiar parable to those who grumbled that he received tax collectors and sinners and ate with them. He speaks this parable to show really what God's love and grace are all about. And the parable starts with the younger son, who is more than a prodigal. He is lost and he is dead. He's cut off from his father. Though he had wished his father dead and taken his inheritance and spent it all in a distant land, those pleasures of this life don't last. Sin sounds like fun. It's pleasing to the eye. It's always going to leave one empty and longing for more. It doesn't satisfy. It's not eternal. Yet we return to it every day like the prodigal son. We cast aside the will and the desire of our father. We leave him. We don't abide in him and what he has commanded. We chase our fleeting pleasures, our pet sins, and in those things we are left empty, lost, and dead. Repent. Because from this son, we do learn repentance. We learn of turning from our sin and turning to God. The son says, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. We learn a lot from the younger son. But don't forget the father. As much as we learn about that broken relationship caused by sin, from the lost son, we learn even more about our loving father from that father. We learn about grace. We learn about divine compassion and forgiveness. The father of the prodigal son is looking for his son, longing for him from the time he left with his inheritance. He's not looking in anger or judgment, but in love, because the father desires that the son return. And while the son is still a long way off, the father sees him, has compassion on him, runs to meet him, and embraces him. The son recites what he had rehearsed, right? His sinner's prayer, but note the difference. The part about being treated as a hired servant is gone. The Son is restored by the Father fully and perfectly, and there is rejoicing. For the lost one is found, the dead one is alive. That is the compassion of your Heavenly Father. He doesn't need your works. He doesn't need for you to save face or to make up for what you've done, and he doesn't treat you as a hired hand because of your sin. He restores you. He forgives you. He clothes you in righteousness, and he gives to you a feast of victory and a celebration that we would rejoice. That's your reconciliation to your Heavenly Father. But the older son will not rejoice in that reconciliation of the younger. He's not going to go in to celebrate. He viewed his father's favor as coming from his works and obedience, and really he saw himself more as a slave than as a son. And in that, he is as far off and as unreconciled to his father and to his brother as the younger had been previously. But that is why the father goes out to him in love, to entreat him, to call him in, to show him grace and what grace is really all about. We don't know the fate of the older son in this parable. We really don't have to. He's either going to go in or not. The father's not going to force him in. If the son will not have grace, he will leave him alone. But it is a warning and a call to repentance for us. We've all been like the older son. We found pleasure at the sins and misfortunes of others, and we have been disappointed and angry when undeserved favor and grace is given to those who, well, don't deserve it. It's hard to forgive when we are wronged. It's hard to be happy and to celebrate. The grace that is shown to others, though, is the same grace shown to you. No one deserves it. Your Heavenly Father, who desires that you be reconciled to him, desires the same of all the sinners out there. And the compassion that he has on you, he has for them. And that compassion, mercy, and grace of God are not arbitrary or abstract. He is rightly angry with you for your sins, for your turning away, for your self-righteousness, but his anger is turned away all on account of Christ and Christ's death for your sins, the shedding of his blood. This is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and gave his son as the atoning sacrifice. And because of that, he receives you, he eats with you, he feeds you his body and blood. This is the feast of celebration. For Christ has taken away your sins, taken them to the cross, and he now gives you forgiveness. You are found in him. You are alive in him. You are loved by him, even forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Samuel Wergo from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harold, Texas, and Trinity Lutheran Church in Iowa Park, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.